Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry till my pencil broke. I can't change the past. I can't change that I was young and shit. I grew up fast. And now I'm old and my past still wants me. It stalked me. It's like I start doing good, then it haunts me. I had a boatload of bitches that I could cycle in. Fuck you and your feelings. I wasn't nice to them. Then karma hit my ass. It felt different forms. So the ones I'm saying sorry to made a difference form. See, I'm sorry for Deja Xian. It didn't work cause I had Jackie in the pocket. Writing letters for her to meet me, you caught me. My first shot at love, I fucking cheated and it haunts me. Ashley, Esther, Riven, you're the next up. It didn't work cause I was fucking with Danielle. Started catching feelings, I ain't think the shit was sell. But she quickly broke it off soon as her man came home from jail. But this one here I'm really sorry for. I had a fiance and another girl. And shit they knew about each other, it didn't change the facts. That Jesse, Leon, Tanisha, they had to stay like that for 1 year. Then Jesse gave me 3 more. Her sister was a mean whore. I'm sorry, still deny it to this day. But fuck it, I'm done lying. It's time to man up. No more faking, no more hiding. I was fucking told. Then my BM was my first karma. Fuck me, fuck my cousin and another nigga. Shit, she had a baby by another nigga. 6 years later, I'm still raising him. I love the nigga, but the baby, he ain't mine. And Naomi gave me the damn time, but she played me. And I got her back soon as her cousin came. I fuck Solange every damn night. I'm sorry, my pencil broke. I'm sorry again, another pencil broke. And I would give you facts on the history with Bridget, but bringing up the past will only put me in my feelings. But aren't I there? And Ryza held me down when I did time. The only one to keep in touch and visit in her free time. Karma hit me back to back, how could this hit me 3 times? The nigga name was D9, she cheated on me 3 times. But Allie caught the best of me, cause I was ready for commitment. 2 years strong, man, this bitch was my addiction. And over liking pictures, how you had the nerve to hit him? I had to let it go, I couldn't place the pause on her. Then we got back, I had to spank the drawers off her. Sex wasn't the same, so I pressed pause on her. I had to let her go, no straight dogs for him. Shit done really changed since the intermission. Going through this pain and all these interventions. And now I'm grown, changing my ways, treating women different. I just hope that they can see the difference. Peep the man and not the boy he isn't. Peep the game and not the toys that's in it. If no one changed, cause no one showed a difference. You gotta aim and get your mind right. Yeah, your pussy good, but tell me what your mind right. Know your vision. They paved the way, but we rode it different. We copped the same tree, but we smoke it different. Love is not a joke, you gotta stroke it different. I really changed, I really hoped you listened. One.
All right, welcome to the digital meet and greet. And that song you just heard was from General P of Blazed Up Records. That song was Sorry. You can watch the video on YouTube. You can check out his music on various streaming platforms, this, that, and the third. But we'll let him tell you all about that when we bring him on. All right, you listen. As I said, you listen to the digital meet and greet. And I'm your master of ceremonies for this evening, Jonathan Coleman, a.k.a. Some Guy Named Jay, like I've always been. And JT should be joining us a little bit later in the program. You know, so when he jumps on, of course, he's going to sit General P down in the hot seat and interrogate him like a cop. You know how we do. And I'm going to do the show a little bit different tonight. I know I bug you all that stream. I say, hey, man, y'all press one and join us. You know, I say this is an interactive show. Join us. But, you know, tonight, you know, we're going to chill because I know I'm going to put myself out there tonight that I did, you know, I did take a little, it didn't really get my show together for the night like I should have, you know, with the promotion and things like that, unfortunately. I'm not going to bug you out tonight. For anybody that's just streaming, casually listening, you know, do your thing. You know, I'm not going to say, hey, man, y'all, call in. But the option is still available, though. So if you are streaming from your phone, all you got to do is just press 1. If you're streaming from a link or a third-party website or anything like that, I know you got these various apps that people stream on. You know, it don't have the number on there. So if you don't have that number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872. And then press 1, and we'll bring you on. And we'll bring you on one at a time. So like I say on previous shows, if you get out of the queue and get back in the queue, you got to wait in line. You just got to get in the back of the line. But tonight, we're just going to chill. I'm just going to ask General P, you know, some questions and things like that. You know, you guys do what you guys do. I you know. All right. Going ahead and bring on General P so he can tell us all about who he is and his music and everything. General P.
Yo, what's going on? It's P.
P. Got to throw the sound effect on it for you.
Definitely do.
Oh, yes. General P, you know, I've known you, but I haven't known you, if that makes sense. I've been working with Abyss for many years, and, you know, and I've been working a lot of her clients, and a lot of the artists on the labels, things like that. So I was familiar with your music before I actually got a chance to really work with you, you know. So it's an honor to actually... Oh yeah, appreciate y'all as well. You know, so I'm glad to get the chance to pick your brain tonight. And hopefully when JT, and hopefully when JT comes on, he'll keep the ball rolling. Before I get into the Q&A session, tell us about yourself. Tell the listeners about who you are.
Okay, what's going on, listeners, man? It's your boy, General P, straight out of Hartford, Connecticut, man. Been doing music since 2000, got CDs, mixtapes after mixtapes. Finally dropped my first album back in 2017, and now I'm getting ready to drop my second sophomore album now. So just proud to be here, man, proud to be putting off of Connecticut, Hartford, and doing what I got to do.
Oh, yes, true indeed. So, you know, I hate to ask the conventional, how'd you get started and stuff like that. So we're gonna go off all of that stuff. You know, get off and ask some fresh stuff. You know,
okay.
And I know you say you're putting on for Hartford, Connecticut, but
yeah.
Is there any artist from the area, from that New England area, that actually took it to the next level? Well, aside from Abyss, of course.
There's a couple of people that I've seen actually step up to the next level. Shout out to Fuego Bass. He actually doing something with Benny the Butcher. They're actually doing a thing. Chris Webby, I've seen him grow up and do his thing. Shout out to my boy C's. He's actually another one that's been doing his thing that actually blew up to the next level where it's like, wow, you know, that's the class that I've come from. And now it looks like it's my turn. So, you know, we're going to all step up and we're all going to put each other on. And hopefully we can all catapult each other and work together, you know, because a lot of people say they want to look out for Connecticut and we all should stick together. And, you know, I just want to see once these guys that have took it to the next tier, are they going to come back and reach their hand back out and say, yeah, we want to put back on for Connecticut. Let's go get the ones that we actually see putting that work in. So those are just a few. But, yeah.
Okay. Now, although you're in Hartford, do you perform in any other places? You outside of the...
Yeah, I just got off tour. I was on tour since August. Me and my boy East Coast, we have a song called It's a Vibe, which is actually the Gallus remix. And we've been on tour since August, and we was piggybacking shows. So we were all the way up in Boston, all the way down to back to Hartford, back to Connecticut. We actually was about to touch base in New York, but some discrepancies happened, and we had to pull back from that. But, yeah, I take over the whole New England. We don't really just stick to Hartford, Connecticut. We actually push out to the tri-state areas. I've performed in New York before. I've performed in Massachusetts. I took it down to Rhode Island. I went on tour to Baltimore, Washington, D.C. So I've performed some places. I took it all the way down to Florida one time, though. It wasn't that extravagant. But most of my tours and most of my shows are definitely upper Northeast Coast.
Ah, okay. Definitely. Now, how did you and Abyss hook up, by the way? How did that come about?
Oh, man. How about I say this? Wait for the documentary. Nah, I'm joking. I'll give you an exclusive answer. So me and Abyss, we linked up. I was just coming out of an artist development contract. I was with Rose from Concrete, which was an umbrella label under Fetty Wap, RFG Productions. And right out of that contract, I wind up linking up with my boy Matrix Man, and I'm telling him, like, look, I want to put together this project. I got a lot of songs ready to go. I've been writing, and we actually sat down, and him and I produced the whole entire album, which led to a song that we got called NWA, which is Fuck 12. It's kind of like a homage to, you know, Cube and them guys for what they did on the West Coast. So I kind of just, you know, wanted to remake that and try to see what we could do with that. And we wind up performing that song out at this spot called Thirsty Go up in Waterbury. The song is featuring my boy Cujo. We wind up doing this song and the crowd, it was like an encore, you know, the crowd wanted us to do it again, and they would not let the next artist on until they heard that song again. So the DJ ran it back. I had the opportunity to perform the song back to back, and to be real with you, the next day or maybe a couple of days after, Abyss just popped up in my living room. So she was kind of like someone that I know from the hood. She's a hood legend. She had a company for a long time. I've seen a couple artists come through her company, but her and I never touched bases. So it was kind of like, wow, you know, she's really here. And like I told her, if you're serious about putting me down with the label, come to my house and let's talk about it. And I don't know if it was the next day or 2 days after, but she definitely pulled up. We sat down, had a nice long meeting. I told her what I was looking for. She told me what she was looking for. And I actually, you know, signed over my album and brought that to the table as far as Blazed Up Records go. And that's the story of how that went down.
Nice. Okay, yeah, I got to throw some hand claps for that. What my hand claps sound like?
Yeah.
Abyss, man. You mentioned a documentary. What is that drop?
Yeah. That's actually going to come out on my birthday, May 13th next year. So right now I've been recording since, obviously, I've been on tour. So, you know, I hired a cameraman, and we actually got our stuff together, and we started shooting in August, starting putting the documentary together. It's called General P, Past, Present, Future. And what it does is it's a three-part documentary. It starts with the past, starting from before I became General P, which is obviously my birth name, which is Raheem. So it starts from there, like, you know, where Raheem came from and how I grew into this artist, General P. And that's pretty much what the first part of the documentary is, which is called Past. And then Present is really now. So we're kind of like double shooting, right? We have to be able to shoot what's current plus from the past. And that brings in more of, you know, when I got signed to Blazed Up and how that story came down. So the story that I kind of just gave you in a nutshell will be presented in the second documentary. So that's why I said you kind of got the exclusive on the overall narration of that part. But, yeah, so after that's done, then we'll do part three, which is the future, and I will tell you guys, you know, like where I'm going in life, because I have a totally different venture from music on where I'm going in life. And a lot of people that know me personally are actually proud of me and proud of the decisions that I've made to alter my life from being a hip hop star to now being a public figure in the community other than music. So I'll save that for the documentary. But yeah, that's what we're putting together. It should be releasing May 12th. I'm doing an album. I'm doing a birthday party slash album release slash documentary release, which is on May 12th, which is Friday. It's going to be at Pine Loft. It's going to be at Pine Loft Cast in Berlin, Connecticut, 1474 Berlin Turnpike. And it's going to be a good event. So we will be releasing the documentary there, and then it will also air on YouTube at General P Vivo. So you can subscribe to my YouTube now for all of the listeners there, General P Vivo, one word. And that's where we will release the documentary.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to all of that. The documentary, to see the man behind the music. So you're a Taurus.
Yeah, I'm a Taurus. May 13th. I was born on Mother's Day. I was my father's graduation gift and my mother's Mother's Day gift all in one.
Nice. Yeah, my queen's a Taurus, so you know I know how y'all could be.
Oh yeah, we got our moments, but we got people.
True indeed. Oh yeah, you know, I wanted to say this. This is not even a question. This is something I want to give you and Abyss your flowers, because one of the things I like about Blazed Up Records are the most of the talent I've heard from Blazed Up Records, you, Abyss, you know, the other artists, is that you guys keep the boom bap golden era hip hop still alive. You know, with what you guys do. You know, because I'm tired of this. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no. I was going to piggyback off you. Yeah, Abyss did her homework with selecting the artists that we got on the label, and we all kind of mesh, and we understand that we're not like, you know, a B2K type of group, but we all work together. So a lot of songs we all feature on each other, and we all do cameos in each other's videos to help keep the label mates happy and stuff like that. So she does her homework to get the different sounds. Like, you know, like you said, the boom bap we got with like Scotty Beeman and stuff like that. We got the battle rap with Younger Baby. You got me on more like the storytelling, the bars and stuff like that. So we got a good variety of people, you know. Kapoor, once again, these guys are all dope. She got some artists on the label, man. We're something to be reckoned with.
Oh yes. And even Abyss herself, you know, with that joint Uplift. I know that's an old track, but it still holds up in 2010. Yeah.
Listen, let me tell you something. If y'all have updated Job Record catalog, y'all might as well go get that point and shoot, because that shit is fire. Abyss be paying the stage up. That shoot, make sure y'all go get that. It should be out on the Blazed Up Records YouTube, but it's out here, point and shoot. By Abyss, go get that. Abyss the lyricist.
Oh yes. I gotta throw some claps on that.
Yeah.
I've been rocking with Abyss for years, man. She's been working with me and stuff like that for, you know, back when I had my big email blast. You know.
Okay.
So yeah, definitely shout out to Abyss. Also, man, getting back to, you know, one of the other things I like about the label is the tracks that you all select. Now, who's making these beats? Who's over there cooking that stuff for y'all?
So the way we run the company, we roll with a bunch of contractors. We have a bunch of people that we work with, producer A, producer B, producer C, and we kind of bridge the gap on where artists is comfortable. So if we have somebody that's more on a, you know, heavy metal rock type of vibe, you know, we'll work with like producer C for an example. And then you got someone with, you know, storytelling bars, we'll work with, you know, producer A. But most of the time we all got good friends and stuff that we put our trust into that do beats, and we'll get them all tracked out, get all the stems, get it all copied and mastered, and then we'll bring it home and be like, you know, Abyss, look, this is the direction that we want to go with. And most of the time she's pretty cool, and she'll go in agreement. And then sometimes if it just don't sound right, it don't fit like who we are as an artist, she's very open about that and vocal like that. So we kind of work with a couple different people. Like I said, my freshman album was produced by Matrix Man. So that was that. A couple of my mixtapes, we use Trap Beats. We used Frank Nitti for a couple things, Met Her for a couple different things. I believe Younger Baby, we used him for one or two beats. Shout out to my boy Beans. He do a couple tracks for us. So we work with a couple of different people that keep our music sound alive.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. True indeed. True indeed. Man, it's like, as far as I know you guys got who y'all work with, but could you see yourself over like maybe a DJ Premier track in the future?
I'm an artist, and to be real, we don't limit ourselves over here. Everyone on the team is artists. We could float through whatever. So yeah, without a doubt, I could see myself on just about anybody, as long as we can get a good rhythm going. Like, if it's something that's already pre-made and I'm just not feeling it, you know what I'm saying? But if we're going to sit down in the lab and we're going to go from a metronome to a full hit, you know, we could work with anybody. But DJ Premier, yeah, awesome DJ. That's a legend right there. But yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because when I heard you spitting, I was like, I could picture him over some Primo, you know, like maybe okay. Like even like a Pete Rock, you know?
Okay. Yeah, chef it up then. You got the connect. Chef it up. Let's work.
Oh yeah, definitely. Oh yeah. Now let me ask you this: since we did talk about some major producers, if you could work with just, I guess excluding Primo and Pete Rock, if they were on your list, who are three major producers you wish you could get in the lab with?
Wow. Well, remember, I'm still on the lower totem pole, you know, I'm not major league yet. So if we're talking about major league, you know, I definitely want to hop on everybody. Maybe definitely Pharrell, definitely a Timbaland. Oh. I would most definitely fuck with a Dre beat. That's legendary right there. Khaled doing his thing. And maybe I'm not really Kanye West fan of a lot of his music like that he produced, but the fact that he is also a producer and engineer on the back end side, he got a lot of music that I would write to as well. But most definitely, like, things like that, Gang Grease from Dipset and all those guys, you know, those are my guys. So, yeah, something around that era.
Ah, yeah, like the Heat Makers, something like that.
Yeah,
you could, like that, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could picture with some Heat Makers. Kanye West, I'm just say this, too. It seems like he makes better tracks for other people than he does himself.
I don't even, to be honest, like I said, I'm not a huge, huge Kanye fan, so I wouldn't even be able to even indulge in that conversation. But I like a few of his tracks. I got like Niggas in Paris. He got some hot with Jay-Z. He got like two or three tracks that I do follow, but I'm really not a huge Kanye fan.
Oh yeah, and especially with the stuff, the crazy stuff he be saying, it not as pulling people away who probably would have fucked with him, you know.
I mean, so I'm assuming that you're referring to the Drink Champs, and I am a huge fan of Drink Champs. I'm a huge fan of podcasts, and to be honest with you, I don't think that he said anything bad. I feel like he voiced his opinion, and I just truly feel like, with the direction of where everything is going in the world, freedom of speech is a huge thing. And if he get the right to speak how he wants to speak, everyone should have their opinion to say, hey, I don't like that you said that and you felt like this. And they have their right to their opinions as well. So it's just a matter of, you know, the sensitive and the insensitive on how you take the information, how you perceive it. Because, again, we don't walk his shoes. We don't know the deals and what's really going on behind his closed doors, and if he's speaking truth for his matter, you know, who are we to say that, you know, hey, he's being mean or whatever. But, you know, again, you know, that's his own lane, and we give him that right as Americans to freedom of speech, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you. You know what, Kanye, I feel like because it's him, I think a lot of people think, well, hold on, let me talk about the free speech thing first. I agree with you. You know, nobody should be canceled for their opinion, especially if it's not, you know, anybody's just trying not to, you know, somebody says, you know, kill all niggers or something like that. of course, that should be censored. But if somebody has maybe an uncomfortable, unconventional type of opinion, you know, that's, yeah. I mean, it should be okay for people to express that, you know?
Right, correct.
Oh, yeah. But I also feel, too, that since it's Kanye, people are like, oh, God, is that shit. I feel like if an artist like Styles P got up there and said it, it wouldn't have, nobody would have took it crazy like that, you know?
Exactly. So no, mm-hmm. that's what I'm saying, because it's controversy. He's a big name. It gives something to talk about. It gives the vlog site something to get views off of. It gives people, you know, something to talk about. If you just put up, yo, Kanye West said this, your views are going to go crazy, you know?
Yep.
So that's how they roll now.
Mm-hmm. That's how it is. It's all about, you know, doing them antics, you know, for the views. It's his own economy, you know, keeping the money flowing, right. Just doing this kind of stuff. What podcast do you listen to? What's your favorite podcast?
My favorite podcast currently is Drink Champs, for starters. I fuck with $1 Million Worth of Game. Shout out to Wallow and Gilly the Kid over there. But those are like my top two right now. I'm still really getting into the world of podcasts. As we know, you know, we've come from an era where CDs and actually I finished the era of actual tapes, cassette tapes, and I took the whole era of mixtapes and CDs. So I'm actually just jumping into this new world of the digital world with the digital CDs and the podcasts and all that. So it's new to me. So I'm really building a nice archive of people that I like listening to. But so far, my top two, honestly, is, you know, Drink Champs and Million Games Worth of Bars. I mean, $1 Million Worth of Game. Shout out to No Handout Podcast as well. They're a Connecticut podcast. They're actually pretty dope, too. I met them when I was on tour. So they actually do their thing over there. So shout out to them.
Nice, nice. Yeah, could you see yourself doing a podcast?
It's in the works. It's definitely in the works. OMO Music is my label. It's my brand. I'm an artist development manager as well on the side. So on the side, we, you know, OMO Music will be producing stuff like that, different type of content. So right now we're working on the artist development side, getting the artists up off the ground and stuff like that, and then we'll definitely be jumping into podcasts and interviews and things like that of our own nature.
Okay. Now, for the artists who are streaming right now, how can they get at you if they want to, you know, talk some business with you, or do you scout the talent and go that way?
Well, you can always reach out to me on Facebook, Real General P. You can hit me on Instagram at Real General P. My YouTube, again, is General P, Vivo, or you could get in contact with me through Abyss. So, you know, everyone that knows me knows Abyss is like my number two, and I'm her number two for as far as companies go. So we can always piggyback and tap in, but I'm available.
Definitely, definitely. Artists, you hear that. If you want to get in touch with General P, chop some business up with him or whatever, you know, definitely do it. He shouted out his social media. We're going to get it again. Again, later on tonight. Also, if you're just now tuning in and you want to chop it up with them, you could give us a call at 929-477-3872 and press 1. That is if you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or link and you don't have that number in front of you. Again, that number is 929-477-3872 and press 1. If you're streaming from your phone already, just press 1 and we'll punch you on in and you can chop it up. Again, tonight, I said, we're just chilling tonight. We're just going to have a good conversation with General P. So I know I bug y'all about, hey, y'all call in, but if you just want to chill and stream, that's cool, too. We're just going to do a conversation style tonight, you know?
Definitely. Y'all call in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. He ain't going to bite, you know? Yeah, anything you want to ask him. You know?
Yeah, so definitely.
Oh, yeah. And I also want to say, y'all get out of my inbox, too. I know y'all like to inbox me during the show. And, oh, Jay, that's a good thing. Or, hey, Jay, I make beats. How can I get some beats to him? Call him to the show. Call him to the show and say, hey, I got some beats. You know, how can I get at you?
And make sure y'all share the link as well, man. Let's make sure we bring some noise to this podcast so that way we could get some more views and get everybody on the ball rolling over here.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. Just share it out. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Now speaking of beats, I was going to ask you this earlier. You prefer to just be in the studio with the producer and y'all make it from scratch as opposed to producers just saying, okay, hey, here's a, I got a beat tape, you know, track number four, track number seven is not available, but you can listen to the rest and pick what you like. You don't like that kind of stuff, huh?
Right. I would say I'm more 60-40 with it. I would love to obviously sit in the studio and chop it up from a metronome, but you know, that's fun. You know what I mean? And I'm the type of artist that when I go into the studio, I definitely want to capitalize as much as I can. So like an hour for me in the studio, I'm recording three songs. You know what I mean? So I don't want to sit in the studio and try to, you know, just to get a beat going. I don't mind it if the energy is there and we could knock something out. But if you could know my style, or if I could work with you and have that chemistry with you as a producer, and you just sit back and be like, okay, well, I already got your style, you know, based off the previous tracks you've done. Here, this is what I put together. Here's 10 tracks. Take what you need and we'll negotiate the rest. Then I think that will also work as well. So I'm like 60-40 with it. You know, I would say 50-50, but I'm like 60-40 because I wouldn't mind. So it gives a better feel, gives a better energy. You have that time to work with the producer, and you might mess around and get two beats out the deal. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. You know, I used to make beats back in the day myself, and with my tracks, I really didn't like sitting down with the artist like that. I did like sitting down with the artist after the track was done, and letting them hear specific tracks, saying, "Hey, when I made this track, I had your style in mind." You know, but I like to create on my own and without a artist over my shoulder saying, nah, do this, do that. But I know it's ultimately for the artist. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But, no, that's why I said it gotta be the energy. It has to be the vibe all in all. Like, you know, with the younger producers, you know, they like all of that energy, you know, drinking and chilling and having a bunch of people in the studio where, you know, like I said, I got both eras on my side where the OGs, they kind of want to sit back and, like you said, they want to smoke a cigar themselves and sip on some wine and hear things from their POV. And it makes a lot of sense.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. But at the end of the day, as long as the results are good, you know?
Yeah, 100%. As long as we could get something cooking, put it out there, get it published, and make some money off that, then that's the wave, man. Good music lasts forever.
Definitely. And speaking of money, what now as an artist, and I'm talking specifically for you, not artists in general, but just specifically you, where does most of your money come from as an underground artist? Now I know underground artists, you know, it's not always what it is, but I'm just asking you, do you get more money from streaming, doing shows, your merch, doing collabs, doing maybe endorsements?
Most of my money would definitely come from the collabs and shows. The streams and all that works good, but, you know, the way I got my deal set up, that flushes out a different way. So as far as like income coming towards General P, yeah, definitely mostly the collaborations with people, doing cameos with them, maybe shouting them out or doing type of promotion deals with them where I'm putting something on my music videos or things like that. Like for an example, with my documentary, I'm providing a commercial space for anyone that wants to purchase different spots. And what it is before my documentary air, I have like a certain amount of time that you can purchase where you can, you know, show your stuff. You know, I have intermediate deals where halfway through my documentary, you can upload a chorus, upload your footage and stuff where it's halfway through. And same thing like the trailer and the ending of it, you know, where you can put up your CD cover and have some rolling credits and stuff like that. So I always try to provide opportunities for people to capitalize because it's not just about me. Again, you know, as someone that's coming up, I want to make sure I extend that hand backwards. So a lot of my residual money comes from things like that, promotional things, contracts. As far as collaborations and cameos, showing up, putting my face in the public. That's where that really comes from.
Oh, yes. True indeed. I'm glad you, let the artists know, you know. Let me throw some claps on it. Because a lot of these artists, they stay in one lane. They wait for that Spotify or that, well, I guess what, not Spotify, with DistroKid or CD Baby Check to come. Yeah. And, you know, and they don't really, you know, you can't leave money on the table as an indie artist, you know?
Yeah, but that type of stuff, I truly feel like if you're waiting for that type of money, you broke. You know, that's back end money. You're supposed to be able to capitalize off the fact. So, for an example, I do a song with let's just throw somebody out there, Jean Jacket, right? I'm supposed to be able to negotiate how we're going to flex this song, whether it's royalties, whether it's cash up front, whatever, right? And then off the back end, later on, when it's all said and done, that's where, you know, your royalties start coming in from the back end. That's not money you wait for. That's money that just come out of the cut where you on tour and you forgot about that stuff. So, again, you got to be able to, you know, put yourself in a situation where people want to work with you and want you on their material. So, you know, hey, I got an album coming out. Let's get General P on it. All right, well, look, let's work. You know, I know your history. I know your back, and I know it's going to a good cause. Here's my number for that, you know, or somebody that I don't know, and, you know, here's my numbers for this, you know, or I'll just give you a hook, you know, or I'll do a whole 16 for you. So there's different ways to capitalize off money in the industry, but people got to work. People got to want that work, too. A lot of people don't want to spend money. A lot of people want to hold on to it, you know, quick to say, let's do a music video, but not ready to shoot the music video, you know, and it doesn't run off of looks, and it doesn't run off of who got the hottest 16. Sometimes you got to be able to spend money on yourself in order to get that stuff back. And one thing that Abyss makes sure we all do as artists is make sure we spend money on ourselves. She doesn't let us eat off of a silver spoon, you know what I mean? We have to work for everything on this label. We don't really get shit handed to us. We got to make sure we do what we got to do to get that. So, yeah, that's where I'm at with it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Definitely. Thanks for breaking that down, you know, for the audience. Oh, yeah. Now, what's the best advice Abyss has ever given you?
So I'm more of an emotional person, man. I get my emotions attached to a lot of things, and I guess it's because I care. So one of the things that Abyss, you know, try to drill into my head is, you know, to stop being so emotional, stop letting things affect my mood swings, you know. Like if a deal don't go right and I'm in the studio, yeah, that just burnt my whole studio vibe. And she teach me, you know, you can't control, don't let things that you can't control affect your space, because now I'm in the studio getting ready to record something. Now my vibe is off because a deal didn't go through for 3 weeks down the line. Now I fucked up, you know, a deal today for something that don't even make sense. So just channeling my emotions the right way, you know, that's something that we've been working on for a couple years now. And like I said, it's because I'm passionate about things, and a lot of people reach out to me for things that I don't even compensate. You know, I just do it off the strength and off the love. So I truly feel like when it's time for me to want or time for me to receive on the back end and it doesn't come through, you know, I really let my emotions show. So one thing she's been doing is teaching me how to put that tough skin on and you know, obviously remaining humble. You know, I don't really get beside myself, but just making sure I keep a cool head at times.
Oh, yeah, I feel you. I feel you got to redirect that passion and put it back into, use that as fuel for the fire with music.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I definitely feel you on that. Oh, yeah. Now, we already know the documentary is coming out. But what else can we expect for the future of General P?
Yeah, I got my sophomore album coming out. It's called Blazed Up. Again, it's something that I've been working on. It's something that I've been working on in the mix, getting these songs together, and you know, just a collective of artists that I've worked with while I've been on tour and while I've been getting my side of things together. So I got the album that's ready to go. You know, I got the album and the documentary. Both of them things are coming out. And then, like I said, just making sure I put my label on the map as far as, you know, artist development and working with different artists. So those are the three things that I'm, you know, truly focused on to make General P a better individual.
Ah, okay. And speaking of future, let's go into the distant future. Where do you see yourself in the entertainment industry, music business, in the next? Now, that's a hard question to ask. Answer. Because, you know, it's always changing. It's always changing. But if you can control your destiny as much as you can, where would you like to be in 10 years?
Yeah, like I said, I definitely want to launch my label to as big as I can for Connecticut. I see myself in the era of definitely helping these artists become something better. like I said, the artist development lane is something that I definitely want to continue to pursue, and I've been doing it for the past 3 years. I got a few artists under my belt that I've helped grow up and do what they needed to do and become successful. And I think I like that side of the deal a little bit more better. You know, when you can take somebody that's kind of like not really all the way there, maybe like a 4 or 5, and you can bring them up to an 8 or a 9, and then they elevate themselves with experience. And then when they get ready to do what they have to do, it always come back like, yo, this is the guy that got me started. And it's kind of like almost like it isn't any like job setting, right? You know, you always want to be the one that can help train somebody, so that way when they become successful, you can be like, yo, I'm the one that did that. You know, that was me. So I feel like I want to be in that lane, you know, and definitely continue to partner with Abyss. We're putting Blazed Up Records on the map and making sure we continue to have a good catalog of artists that's going to be on the label.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I would put some claps on for that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, definitely. Again, if you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, call at 929-477-3872 and then press 1. We're talking to General P. If you're streaming from your phone already, that means you've already dialed the number. So all you got to do is just press 1 and we'll bring you on. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm loving this this conversation with General P. Yeah, he has a lot of great music. He does a lot of great things. You know, shout out to the whole Blazed Up Records. Also, going back to you molding artists and things like that, what struggles do you come across with that? Because I know a lot of artists can be hard-headed. They think it should be one way. Or you know, with some of the artists I've worked with, they want to repeat the same mistakes other people have already made. And you tell them, no, that doesn't work. Don't do that. And they insist on, no, they have to go down that same path so they can mess up too. So what are some of the things you run into with that?
I would have to agree, but it's almost like, you know, when your mom tell you don't touch the stove and your dumb ass touch the stove. So it's like they all want to go through their own experience, and it's okay to allow that. I think my biggest thing is the work ethic. You know, a lot of people want to be, you know, that guy or that girl or that star, but, you know, when it's time to, hey, go hit the studio for 3 hours and I need 6 songs or I need 5 songs, you want to come out with 2 songs, or you want to be ordering food and shit like that. So I feel like the work ethic is not there. I feel like, you know, they want the stardom, they want the fame, they want to be able to have a nice song, but a nice song is not going to get you, because once that song is played out, what else do you got? So you wasted all that time for what? You know, and you need more than just 1 hit. You need more than 2 hits. You need 10 hits. And that's just to get you where you need to go. You know what I mean? So I feel like the work ethic is not there, and I'm not saying the drive. Of course, people got songs. Of course, they. If I say let's do a show, they're gonna do it. But again, when it's time to write, when it's time to pull up to this mic check, when it's time to, hey, let's go to rehearsal and look better. You know, let's get you a dance team, because, you know, everybody's just getting on stage rapping. Let's do something different. Nobody want to do that. You know, like I said, you know, when it comes to funding yourself, you know, as an independent label, you know, we can only do so much as far as investing in what we believe in, but you got to be able to invest into yourself. We're not a major label throwing $1 million at you. You know, we're an indie label that's maybe throwing a couple thousand at you, not a million, you know. So it's a little bit different. You know, a lot of people, you know, just want to be at the top and they don't want to work it all the way through. And I feel like that's the hard part working with a lot of these artists.
I totally agree. I totally agree. You know, I got to definitely throw some facts on that. So I'm going to ask you this. Out of 3 types of artists, who would you say is the worst out of 3 types? Now, all 3 of these types are very talented. Let's say they're extremely talented. But
okay,
out of these 3 extremely talented individuals, who would you say, I can't do this? Number 1. Somebody that's very extremely talented, but they're just lazy. I know you already said you didn't like the lazy ones, but you know. But let's see the other 2 types too. That's type A. Type A is extremely talented, but extremely lazy. Type B or type 2, the artist that is extremely talented, but they just have way too many bad let's say, habits or bad, no discipline. You know, the person's always late. Somebody's always, they got to get high, get drunk. You know, they may have addictions, or even if they don't have addiction, they just got different, they just got habits that keep them, that get in their way. You know, that's artist B. Or artist C. An artist that's extremely talented, but they just got a fucked up attitude. They negative. They want to always talk shit. Or even if they don't talk shit, they just a downer, this ain't going to work, just negative, gloomy person. Out of those three, who do you, which one is you like? Definitely not this type.
I'm going to walk it down, right? So I'm an asshole in real life, right? So I know how the attitudes go, and I would rather have someone that got an attitude where I can clear out the studio and know, hey, this is, his environment is not filled with people. His environment is just him, maybe his dog, and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and get out of his way. I can deal with that. I would say that maybe the lazy one. I think that's type A. I think number one, I think you said, maybe the lazy one will be the hardest to work with, because, you know, like I said, that plays into work ethic, you know. So if a bitch tells me, you know, hey, I need you to get this done and get that done, although I do take my time because, you know, we both run our own companies and we know what's prioritized and stuff like that, but we're talking about an artist right here. If I reach out to an artist and say I need this done because, for example, Jay got a radio show that you're supposed to be on, I can't have you lazy. I need you on top of your P's and Q's because he needs your music. He needs this. He needs, you know, your photo that you just updated. And if you're the lazy type of artist that you want to take your time and not be able to do that, then I think that's the hardest. The type two being late and bad work ethic, again, so I could work with that as well. Yeah, you know, you got an hour in the studio. You was 30 minutes late, so all you got is 30 minutes. So go ahead and do that hook and do that drop, and let's get that out the way, and next week we'll work on your other two songs. So I feel like, you know, those are people we can work with. But as far as a lazy person, I don't think the lazy one is really going to get it done.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, absolutely. I ask myself the same question, and I was saying the attitude, because sometimes, like, I'd rather just not deal with somebody sometimes. But like you said, that's the best way to deal with them. Give them their assignment and then move on out the way. Let them do what they do.
Move out the way, because you know they shit. You know what I mean? You know that they need a blunt before they start. So, you know, me as a manager, although we may not want you to be smoking in the studio environment, okay, cool. On the ride there, we made sure we got you something. You know what I mean? Or like you said, they want a drink or something like that. Look, we can't get you drunk, but here, I go a shot to get you pre-started, and we'll work on the drive home or something like that. You know, I feel like you can work those things out.
Oh yeah, true indeed. Because it's all about, you know, you can't control what they do, but you control what you do, and that'll influence how they move sometimes.
Right.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. Because it was this female comedian, I ain't saying no names, that I had in mind for type three. She has a very pissy, shitty attitude, but this woman is very funny. She writes good jokes. She's very talented. Do voices, impressions, and can do all kinds of very talented female comedians. Worst attitude when she's not performing as a funny person. Just as sister homegirl, she got the shittiest attitude. You know what I'm saying? And it got to the point where I can't deal with her. But if I had to do it all over again,
but then you look at it from a point of what's going to make you the money, the person that got the attitude that's going to get the work done, or the person that's lazy that's going to miss opportunities but get the work done late after the opportunity. You know what I mean?
Hey, man. Yeah, because she was on point. She did what she had to do. Like, she always, you know, she had that great work ethic. The personality was clashing way too much. It is just, you know, she decided to say, fuck this, but, you know, I mean, well, it was a mutual, but she actually pulled the trigger. But, yeah, if I could go back, I should just let her be her and just focus on the business part of it, you know. Yeah, she was very funny, you know. Yeah. Oh, yeah, shoot, I'm learning lessons, too. You know,
that's how it is.
Yeah, I hope
so. Sharp as sure.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Iron sharpens iron, you know?
Yeah, there you go. All right, that's the saying. Iron sharpens iron. That's what it is.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, I think I don't know if you've already covered this, but in the immediate future, you got any shows coming up? Any performances or appearances that you want to plug?
Nah. So I just got off tour. I got off tour October 29th. We started August 5th or something like that. So we were on an extensive tour. So I had a lot of shows that we actually had an opportunity to put a lot of the music out and broadcast what we wanted to do, which was the mixtape that I just released on October 29th, which is called It Leaked Online. And that's available on YouTube currently. You can go get all those tracks. That's where the song Sorry came from. It came from that mixtape. And so we did our thing as far as putting on shows and stuff like that. And now I just brought it back in the house so that way we can focus on the documentary again, making sure that not so much hiding myself from the public, but preserving myself for the documentary. So that way it's more appealing to see me later on when it's time to release it. And then not only that, but simultaneously working in the studio, getting this album together. We are probably maybe 85% done with the album. We probably got to get graphics and maybe, you know, mix and master it, and then we're done. And then by the time that happened, my first show opening up will be about May, about spring of next year. And we'll start the Blazed Up tour. And we'll get ready to go on tour for the Blazed Up album, and we'll push the album, we'll push the singles, and we'll push the documentary, and that'll be that.
Nice, nice. Oh, yeah. I know the listeners are ready for all that. Shoot, I'm ready for all that. General
yeah.
P, is definitely a pleasure having you on.
Yeah, man.
Is there
Thank
any...
you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's my pleasure. Is there anything, any other things you want to mention that we haven't mentioned already that you want to mention tonight?
Make sure y'all just subscribe to my YouTube, man. I'm really trying to get these numbers up and really blossom my YouTube out so that way we can get maximum participation when this documentary drops. So, again, that's General P Vivo, all one word, General P V-E-V-O, and that's kind of where I'm going with it. Again, my Instagram is at Real General P. So right now I think I just want to build up that fan base, build up that support system, build up, my group of supporters so that way when I do start promoting and start saying, hey, like this, like that, we can get those numbers and we can capitalize where we need to. Man, we put a lot of work behind this documentary, and I truly, truly, truly want more than just 100 or 200 viewers. I kind of want to be in the 3,000s, 4,000s and continue to push that. So if I could leave anybody with anything, man, please, please, please support, man. Make sure you follow, make sure you share, make sure you subscribe, and everything else will be golden.
Definitely, definitely. Oh, yes, General P, we thank you for the interview. I wish JT was able to come through, but what I'm going to do is JT also is a program director at Big Woo Radio, so I'm going to try to set you up so you can get an interview on Big Woo Radio, you know?
Okay, we can do that too. Let's do it. Let me know when y'all ready, and we'll set that one up as well.
Definitely, definitely. All right, General P, it was a pleasure.
Yeah.
Shout out to Blazed Up Records. Shout out to the listeners. General P, anybody you want to shout out right quick before we close it up?
Oh, shit, man. There's way too many to think of right now. So, no, I'm joking, man. Shout outs to you. Shout outs to everybody that's doing the thing, man. Shout outs to the whole Connecticut. Again, man, shout out to Blazed Up Records, OMO Music. Shout out my fans and supporters, man. Shout out to everybody close to us, man. Again, let's get it, man. Blazed Up documentary coming. Blazed Up album coming. General P, Blazed Up, the rest of you niggas sober. That's where we at.
Yes, sir. All right. Y'all don't have to go home, but you got to get off this thing. Good night.
You already know.
Oh, yeah.